The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Lent. In the Missal, this is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is St. John Ogilvy, born in 1579. He belonged to the Scottish nobility. Now, he was raised a Calvinist, but he was impressed with the faith of the martyrs and decided to become a Catholic. Eventually, he sought admission into the Jesuits. He was ordained at Paris in 1610, and he asked to be sent to Scotland. He then went to London, then back to Paris, and finally returned to Scotland. John's work was quite successful in bringing back many people to the faith. Later, he was betrayed. After his arrest, he was tortured in prison, and after three trials, John Ogilvy was convicted of high treason because he converted Protestants to the Catholic faith. He was hanged in Glasgow in 1615 at the age of 36. St. John Ogilvy, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, let us pray that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DiFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
The glad tidings of the cross. The content of the Christian Evangelium reads, God finds man so important that he himself has suffered for man. The cross is in truth the center of the Evangelium, the glad tidings. It is good that you exist. No, it is necessary that you exist. The cross is the approbation of our existence, not in words, but in an act so completely radical that it caused God to become flesh and pierced this flesh to the quick, that to God it was worth the death of his incarnate Son. One who is loved even unto death, such a one knows that he is truly loved. But if God so loves us, then we are loved in truth. Then love is truth, and truth is love. Then life is worth living. This is why, even as the message of the cross, it is glad tidings for one who believes. The only glad tidings that destroy the ambiguity of all other joys and make them worthy to be joy. Christianity is, by its very nature, joy. The rejoice with which it begins expresses its whole nature. By its very essence, by its very nature, Christian belief is glad tidings. Deep joy of the heart is also the true prerequisite for a sense of humor, and thus humor is, in a certain sense, the measure of faith.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 8 minutes past the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Wednesday of the third week of Lent, March 10th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. The Lord frees and heals the heart if we call on him with humility and trust. We begin our day of prayer now, joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy. There is truth.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy. There is truth.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens. With my chosen ones I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your dynasty forever and set up your throne through all ages. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord, or who is like the Lord among the sons of God? A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment. It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattering your foes with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name. Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence. Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss. For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favor it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King, in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Wherever you are, Lord, there is mercy, there is truth.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line.
Of old you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, I have set the crown on a warrior. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong. The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him and smite those who hate him. My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea and his right hand as far as the river. He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me. And I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will keep my love for him always. For him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty forever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When the Son of God came into this world, he was born of David's line.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail.
If his sons forsake my law and refuse to walk as I decree, and if ever they violate my statutes, refusing to keep my commands, then I will punish their offenses with the rod. Then I will scourge them on account of their guilt. But I will never take back my love. My truth will never fail. I will never violate my covenant, nor go back on the word I have spoken. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, I will never lie to David. His dynasty shall last forever. In my sight, his throne is like the sun. Like the moon, it shall endure forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, you anointed your servant Jesus with holy oil and raised him higher than all kings on earth. In this, you fulfilled the promise made to David's descendants and established a lasting covenant through your firstborn son. Do not forget your holy covenant, so that we who are signed with the blood of your son through the new sacrament of faith may sing of your mercies forever.
Once for all, I swore to my servant David, his dynasty shall never fail.
Turn back to the Lord and do penance.
Be renewed in heart and spirit.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The tent, which was called the meeting tent, Moses used to pitch at some distance away, outside the camp. Anyone who wished to consult the Lord would go to this meeting tent outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, the people would all rise and stand at the entrance of their own tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses entered the tent, the column of cloud would come down and stand at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. On seeing the column of cloud stand at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and worship at the entrance of their own tents. The Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one man speaks to another. Moses would then return to the camp, But his young assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, would not move out of the tent. Then Moses said, "Do let me see your glory." He answered, "I will make all my beauty pass before you, and in your presence I will pronounce my name, Lord. I who show favors to whom I will, I who grant mercy to whom I will. But my face you cannot see, for no man sees me and still lives." Here, continued the Lord, is a place near me, where you shall station yourself on the rock. When my glory passes, I will set you in the hollow of the rock, and will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand, so that you may see my back, but my face is not to be seen. Having come down in a cloud, the Lord stood with Moses there and proclaimed his name, Lord. Thus the Lord passed before him and cried out, "The Lord, the Lord, a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity, continuing his kindness for 1,000 generations, and forgiving wickedness and crime and sin, yet not declaring the guilty guiltless, but punishing children and grandchildren to the 3rd and 4th generation for their father's wickedness." Moses at once bowed down to the ground in worship. Then he said, "If I find favor with you, O Lord, do come along in our company. This is indeed a stiff-necked people, yet pardon our wickedness and sins and receive us as your own." As Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of the commandments in his hands, he did not know that the skin of his face had become radiant while he conversed with the Lord. When Aaron then and the other Israelites saw Moses and noticed how radiant the skin of his face had become, they were afraid to come near him. Only after Moses called to them did Aaron and the other rulers of the community come back to him. Moses then spoke to them. Later on, all the Israelites came up to him, and he enjoined on them all that the Lord had told him on Mount Sinai. When he finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses entered the presence of the Lord to converse with him, he removed the veil until he came out again. On coming out, he would tell the Israelites all that had been commanded. Then the Israelites would see that the skin of Moses' face was radiant. So he would again put the veil over his face until he went in to converse with the Lord. The word of the Lord. Moses veiled his face to hide it from the people of Israel.
But we reflect the glory of the Lord with unveiled faces and grow ever more radiant as we are transformed into his likeness by the Lord who is Spirit.
To this day, that same veil lies over their minds.
But we reflect the glory of the Lord with unveiled faces and grow ever more radiant as we are transformed into his likeness by the Lord who is Spirit.
From the book addressed to Autolycus by St. Theophilus of Antioch, Bishop. If you say, "Show me your God," I will say to you, "Show me what kind of person you are, and I will show you my God." Show me, then, whether the eyes of your mind can see and the ears of your heart can hear. It's like this. Those who can see with the eyes of their bodies are aware of what is happening in this life on earth. They get to know things that are different from each other. They distinguish light and darkness, black and white, ugliness and beauty, elegance and inelegance, proportion and lack of proportion, excess and defect. The same is true of the sounds we hear, high or low or pleasant. So it is with the ears of our heart and the eyes of our mind in their capacity to hear or see God. God is seen by those who have the capacity to see Him, provided that they keep the eyes of their mind open. All have eyes, but some have eyes that are shrouded in darkness, unable to see the light of the sun. Because the blind cannot see, it does not follow that the sun does not shine. The blind must trace the cause back to themselves and to their eyes. In the same way, you have eyes in your mind that are shrouded in darkness because of your sin and evil deeds. A person's soul should be clean, like a mirror reflecting light. If there is rust on the mirror, his face cannot be seen in it. In the same way, no one who has sin within him can see God. But if you will, you can be healed. Hand yourself over to the doctor, and he will open the eyes of your mind and heart. Who is to be the doctor? It is God, who heals and gives life through his word and wisdom. Through his word and wisdom, he created the universe, for by his word the heavens were established, and by his spirit in all their array. His wisdom is supreme. God, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he arranged the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths broke forth and the clouds poured out the dew. If you understand this and live in purity and holiness and justice, you may see God. But before all, faith and the fear of God must take the first place in your heart, and then you will understand all this. When you have laid aside mortality and been clothed in immortality, then you will see God according to your merits. God raises up your flesh to immortality along with your soul, and then, once made immortal, you will see the immortal one if you believe in him now. This is the time for us to win God's favor. This is the day to be saved. Let us strive to please him by patient endurance and fasting.
Arming ourselves with integrity and relying on his power.
In all we do, let us show that we are the servants of God by patient endurance and fasting.
Arming ourselves with integrity and relying on his power.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that schooled through Lenten observance and nourished by your word, through holy restraint, we may be devoted to you with all our heart and be ever united in prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll take a look at today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah.
sky was starless in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, a mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. A hope that we have not too quickly forgotten, that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Late, great Rich Mullins, awesome God. 25 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Wednesday of the third week of Lent, March 10th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells his disciples, "You guys might have gotten the wrong idea about why I came, so let me set you straight." It's from the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
"Think not that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Whoever then relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who does them and teaches them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Now, there's an old saying, fake it till you make it. That is, if you keep doing something, it will eventually come naturally to you. And of course, that can go either way. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. "Thou dost show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy." Jesus uses different images to teach us that the path that leads to life, to holiness, consists in the full development of the spiritual life. He speaks of the tiny mustard seed, which grows into a great tree. In its branches, the birds of the air come to rest. He speaks of the grain of wheat, which reaches maturity and produces rich ears of corn. That growth, not without its difficulties, and sometimes seeming so slow, is in fact the increase of virtue. If we are to sanctify each day, we have to practice many human and supernatural virtues: faith, hope, charity, justice, fortitude, industriousness, loyalty, optimism. The virtues demand the repetition of acts in order to grow, because each act disposes the soul to perform the next one more easily. For example, if a person lives the heroic minute when he wakes up, thus overcoming his laziness from the very first moment of the day, he will find it easier to be diligent in going about his other duties, whether they be large or small. In the same way, the sportsman improves his physical fitness by training, and acquires a greater aptitude for repeating his exercises. Virtues make a man more perfect, and at the same time they make it easier for him to perform good works and respond at every moment to God's will in a prompt and fitting manner. Without virtues, those good habits acquired through the repetition of good acts with the help of grace, it is difficult to perform any meritorious actions, and in any case such actions will be no more than random or isolated incidents. Without virtues, it is easier to fall into imperfections and sins that widen the gap which separate us from God. The repetition of acts in a single direction leaves its mark on the soul in the form of habits which increasingly dispose the soul to behave for good or for evil in the future, depending on whether it is good or bad habits that are being formed. We can hope that a person who habitually acts well will continue to do so when he is confronted with difficulties. That habit, that virtue, sustains him. This is why it is so important that we blot out the remains of the sins of our past life through penance. We must not allow them to incline us towards evil ever again. The more serious the falls and the longer a person has been separated from God, the more intense the penance should be, because the residual mark left by such sins will be so much the more difficult to erase. The practice of virtue shows us at every moment which path it is that leads to God. When, with the help of grace, a Christian endeavors not only to avoid occasions of sin and resist temptations with fortitude, but also to reach the holiness that God asks of him, he becomes ever more aware that the Christian life demands both an increase in virtue and purification from past sins, as well as from failures to correspond to grace. Especially during Lent, the Church invites us precisely to grow in virtue, that is, in habits of doing good. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 20 minutes before the hour. We'll pray morning prayer in just a minute. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Wednesday of the third week of Lent, March 10th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Time to pray. We are led by our friends at DivineOffice.org as we join the whole church now in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Oh.
Give joy to your servant, Lord. To you I lift up my heart.
Give joy to your servant, Lord.
To you I lift up my heart.
Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you.
You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Give joy to your servant, Lord, for to you I lift up my soul.
O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer and attend to the sound of my voice.
In the day of distress I will call you, and surely you will reply. Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours.
All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord. For you are great and do marvelous deeds, you who alone are God.
Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name.
I will praise you, Lord. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave.
The proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you they pay no heed.
But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me.
O give your strength to your servant, and save your handmaid son. Show me a sign of your favor, that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of mercy and goodness, when Christ called out to you in torment, you heard him and gave him victory over death because of his love for you. We already know the affection you have for us. Fill us with a greater love of your name, and we will proclaim you more boldly before men and happily lead them to celebrate your glory.
Give joy to your servant, Lord.
To you I lift up my heart.
Blessed is the upright man who speaks the truth.
Blessed is the upright man who speaks the truth.
Hear, you who are far off, what I have done. You who are near, acknowledge my might.
On Zion, sinners are in dread. Trembling grips the impious. Who of us can live with the consuming fire? Who of us can live with the everlasting flames?
He who practices virtue and speaks honestly, who spurns what is gained by oppression, brushing his hands free of contact with a bribe, stopping his ears lest he hear of bloodshed, closing his eyes lest he look on evil.
He shall dwell on the heights. His stronghold shall be the rocky fastness, his food and drink in steady supply.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed is the upright man who speaks the truth.
Let us celebrate with joy in the presence of our Lord and King.
Let us celebrate with joy in the presence of our Lord and King.
Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his strength to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy. Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, acclaim the King, the Lord. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands and the hills ring out their joy. Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with fairness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have revealed your justice to all nations. We stood condemned, and you came to be judged in our place. Send your saving power on us, and when you come in glory, bring your mercy to those for whom you were condemned.
Let us celebrate with joy in the presence of our Lord and King.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. The Lord your God has chosen you from all the nations on the face of the earth to be a people peculiarly his own. It was because the Lord loved you and because of his fidelity to the oath he had sworn to your fathers that he brought you out with his strong hand from the place of slavery and ransomed you from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand then that the Lord your God is God indeed, the faithful God, who keeps his merciful covenant to the thousandth generation toward those who love him and keep his commandments. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
The Lord said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill them."
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear. Holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our lives.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord said, Do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill them. Blessed be God, the giver of salvation, who decreed that mankind should become a new creation in himself, when all would be made new. With great confidence, let us ask him,
Lord, renew us in your spirit.
Lord, you promised a new heaven and a new earth. Renew us daily through your Spirit,
that we may enjoy your presence forever in the heavenly Jerusalem.
Lord, renew in us your Spirit.
Help us to work with you to make this world alive with your Spirit,
and to build on earth a city of justice, love, and peace.
Lord, renew us in your Spirit.
Free us from all negligence and sloth,
and give us joy in your gifts of grace.
Lord, renew us in your Spirit.
And deliver us from evil,
and from slavery to the senses, which blinds us to goodness.
Lord, renew us in your Spirit.
And now we pause to express our own needs and those of our community.
Lord, renew us in your Spirit.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that schooled through Lenten observance and nourished by your word, through holy restraint, we may be devoted to you with all our heart and be ever united in prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's another new day in the Lenten journey. Time to get moving. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. Patrick Madrid is along a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. I hope to see you again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. In the meantime, go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.